makes a disturbing discovery during a Father's Day meal in Queens. When he asked for a receipt for his order, he saw this message along with the usual meal request. It said, "Please spit in it, too." Eyewitness News reporter Stefan Kim spoke to the customer and the manager at that popular restaurant.
On a scorching hot summer night, what's better than a cold brew? Pair it with a juicy burger, cheddar cheese, well done, toasted bread, and please spit in it too. Don't forget the mayo. Wait, spit?
I ate my burger already. I felt like I'm gonna throw up.
In this exclusive interview with Eyewitness News, Curtis May says it all started because his order got mixed up. So he asked his waitress for the receipt, and that's when he noticed that extra ingredient.
I asked her, I was like, why would you do this? She couldn't explain it. She's like, well, I didn't do it. So I was like, well, who prints out the receipt? So she says, I take it up there and I print it out myself. So you tell me you did it. So why are you lying about it? So she says, she just walked off.
The Seacliff man says he was being treated to a Father's Day dinner by his daughter and granddaughter at the Bohemian Hall and Beer Garden in Astoria when it happened. He says the evening started off pleasant.
She was very nice. She came up to the table. Hi, guys. How you doing?
May says the manager fired the waitress immediately, and he got a refund, of course.
He said, he's like, well, how can I compensate you? I was like, you can't. I mean, how can you compensate someone spitting your food?
You were eating.
And I ate this already.
The manager tells Eyewitness News he had never had a problem with this employee before. Food service, he says, is a stressful job, but it was unacceptable. He adds that it's very unlikely a cook actually spat in the burger, but he understands why the customer is upset. By the way, the Bohemian Hall and Beer Garden has an A rating from the Department of Health. In Astoria, Stefan Kim, Channel 7, Eyewitness News.
Oh, man. I just put the mic by my YouTube, so hopefully you heard it. And if you heard it correctly, a gentleman on Father's Day went in to get a burger, went to dinner for Father's Day with his daughter and granddaughter. And when he got his receipt, it said, "Please spit on this burger." Oh man, and he got the receipt after he ate the burger and seen it. Dude, that is so fucked up, man, dude. Man, dude, I don't know what this dude did to piss this chick off, or if this chick, or if someone else pissed her off, because women, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Because, you know what I mean? These days, you fucking call your girlfriend and see how she's doing. She starts flipping out on you and it's like, what did I do? And then fucking find out later on in life if she was just mad at her other boyfriend. She's just a dick about it. Man, dude, I wonder who fucking didn't bust her nut last night. Sheesh. Man, dude. Oh, man. And it's like, man, dude, this dude is like gonna be scarred for life. he's gonna be scarred for fucking life, dude. Cause it's like, man, dude, just a no. And it's probably in like, man, this dude ate someone's spit, a chef's spit. Or did he not? Because what if someone just put that there and it's like, oh, they didn't really spit, but it's like, and like he will never know the truth. Damn, dude, man, that's fucked up. Shit. And you see they got like an A for like the health department and shit on their shit. That's a hot fucking mess. That A was probably for show. They put that there. Oh, man, he got him a beer and a burger, man. Perfect meal for a Father's Day dinner. Some prefer steak, but a burger's pretty tasty. Yeah, all the works, lettuce, tomatoes, onions, extra mayo, spit. There's like, let's make this burger a little bit more juicier. Oh shit, then the manager really had to know, how can I compensate you? It was like, what do you mean? $1 million fucking dollars? You can't, like, oh my gosh, man. What is he going to say? Oh, I want burgers for life. Like, what? Oh, shit. What the fuck? And this is shit that's been going on for years. Like, you know what I mean? Like, fucking police brutality. This is like restaurant brutality. You know what I mean? Like, this is some shit that's been going on for years because they used to have those specials, like, them shows about shit like that on, like, I forgot which channel, but, like kind of like those, like, things caught on tape, shit caught on tape shows they used to have back in the day. I used to love those. It'd be people fucking, like, blowing with snot in people's fucking coffee. And, like, motherfuckers should be in the back making spaghetti, but they fucking smashing the meatballs against the wall and shit like that. Motherfuckers is, like, pissing in people's soup. Motherfuckers is, like, you know what I mean? Like, fucking put, like slicing their fucking AIDS-infested blood into people's sandwiches and shit. Motherfuckers was fucked up then and now. Motherfuckers been fucked up. Shit. Motherfucking black people were probably doing this shit to white people. I'm pretty sure lots of black people used to do this shit back in the day when they used to work in, like, restaurants and shit like that. And they was getting, like when white people was just being fucking assholes. Like, they be like, how you doing, sir? How can I help you? Like, I want a fucking decaf coffee, you fucking Negro. Now hurry the fuck up, you black son of a bitch. You know what I mean? The manager ain't gonna do shit. They're just gonna let him fucking talk reckless. It's like, oh, you ain't gonna do shit? All right, cool, motherfucker. I got you. Take hands of my motherfucking matter. Oh, shit. Then send, like, an anonymous letter to him, like, somebody, like, black folks would do. You know what I mean? But, man, dude, it's fucked up, man. That's so fucked up. And this was a black dude, too. You probably couldn't tell by the guy's voice. But it was a black dude. And then, oh, man, dude. And just imagine just, like, what he's going to go through in life. Like, you know what I mean? He's going to cough today and be like, oh, shit, I might have AIDS and be scared. Like, I don't know if it works that way with AIDS, you spit in someone's shit. But, man, dude, you cannot tell me even a doctor would not panic. Or some shit like that. You know what I mean? That knows. You know what I mean? That's some horrible shit. And it said it on the fucking receipt. As I mean, it printed it out. You know what I mean? And shit like that. And then it's like, who knows how long this has been going on for years. It's probably been going on for years in that place, man, dude. Jeez, man. This is why I don't think I would ever go into the... If I ever make a lot of money and decide to invest anything, I would not do the restaurant business because it's shit like this, man, dude. This motherfucker spit in his shit, dude. Oh, man. And just imagine the chef who spit in it, dude. It's probably some, like, fat bastard with a unibrow. Like, hairy as fuck. He probably didn't even fucking use his gloves when he put the fucking shit together. Because if they're doing shit like that, just imagine, man, what else is going on in that restaurant, man, dude. Man, dude. I feel bad for the black dude, but I feel bad for the business owner, man. Jeez. But that man, dude. Whew, boy. This dude ate someone's spit, dude. He said he wanted to throw. I bet he threw up. I bet you he was good. He didn't even need to throw, but as soon as he got in that car and started driving, he just he started fucking with him and he had to throw up. And he threw up in his car while he was driving and shit. And he had to clean that shit out. He had to fucking drive all the rest of the way home with throw up all on his shirt, his perfectly white shirt. Just throw up everywhere, like on his face, mouth. Just driving with a pissed off look on his face. Oh, shit. Oh, man, dude. I wish I would have been there, like, been that person he told that story to. Because just imagine that person. You know, they were like, oh, that's messed up. And then it kind of 5 minutes went by and they just laughed because, like, damn, that's fucked up. I wish I would have saw the dude's face when he saw that on his receipt. Spit. Please put spit. Please spit at it, too. Oh, and fucking shit, dude. Who dumb, man. Oh, man, I don't know if this dude pissed her off or what, but, man, dude, like, I don't condone shit like that. At least if you're going to get caught, I don't do it. If you're going to be getting away with it, kudos to you. You know what I mean? Because people are assholes and they deserve it. But, dude, come on. You just, like, blew up the whole spot, man. Oh, man, dude. He spit, man. This makes me think of all the restaurants I've been to. And, like, have I eaten spit? Like, motherfucker ordered some baby back ribs. Motherfucker spit on it and then put the motherfucker sauce on top. Oh my gosh, these people, they put it on the receipt, though. That's what makes it funnier as hell. Oh, man, I wonder what kind of beer he had, man. You know what I mean? Oh, man. Maybe if he ordered 3-4 beers, he probably wouldn't have noticed it, too drunk to notice it. And they probably put that on receipt all the time, but just like he's the one person that actually looked at his receipt. Oh, man, my dude, this it is nuts, man. That poor black man, oh, man. This is terrible. Oh, my God. His name is Curtis Mays. Sheesh. I guess it would happen in New York. It says ABC7 New York News. Oh man, dude! On Father's Day, what a great Father's Day present, dude! Sheesh! And I ain't get shit for Father's Day, and I don't even care. If you were one of these motherfuckers that gave a shit if you fucking got something for Father's Day or not, after hearing this, you ain't gonna give a shit after this. You don't want, you know what I mean? Oh man, dude! Wow, man, just like your whole life, you were a good father, did the right thing, raised your kids, took care of them, taught them right from wrong, dug in that ass when they were fucking up, you know what I mean, make sure they didn't go to jail, make sure they didn't become strippers, didn't become drug addicts, didn't get into gang violence, didn't do, you know what I mean, you did your part for as a father, and now your kid is an adult raising a kid, and it's like, I did a great job. Let's go out to eat. I'm craving a hamburger, man. And then just spit on it. Like, there you go. Here's your reward, sir. Oh, my gosh. Maybe it was a race thing, man. Because racism has, like, been out of hand. But it's like, man, dude. By this time, people thought racism, you know, would be over by now. But, man, it's still going on. Hate will never go away. Whether it's race hate, just hate because you just hate the world and I want someone else to suffer. You know what I mean? Or just maybe this chick was about to quit and it's like, here's my final fuck you to this place. Oh, man, I don't think I would go that drastic. I think the most drastic, I never did nothing drastic when I quit a job. I think, like, though, you know what I mean? I did some asshole shit and just, like, said deuces, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, on some Chris Brown shit, like, deuces, and then, like, I walked out, but that's it, man. Jeez, man. Fuck, dude. And I had plans on going out to dinner next week. Oh, fuck, dude. Oh, man, I'm going to show my wife this story. I'm definitely showing her this clip, dude. matter of fact, I'm going to try to record it. You know what I mean? Oh, man, I think I'm done talking about this shit. Oh, my God, man. Damn. Maybe she meant spit in it, too. Like, kick a freestyle, but I doubt it.